Now even the sea is off limits as Israel bans access to the coast. These words came as the turning of a knife in an already deep wound. I'd just finished reading on my phone about the latest case of censorship stifling honest discussion of Israel and Palestine. This time, a Harvard Journal blocking publication of a special issue on Palestine and education. Then the radio carried accounts of death. More people who had died of starvation at Gaza's hospitals. At least 1,000 people killed while trying to reach aid distribution. And now news that even that one place of respite, of cooling in the summer heat, of washing when there is no fresh water, even this was being taken from the people of Gaza. One more insult. "Why not take our souls?" the mother on the radio cried out. It sent my own salt water flooding, in despair, in anger, in frustration. Food embargoed, fuel blocked, medicine withheld. Hospitals bombed, schools bombed, homes bombed, water sources bombed, so many thousands killed and maimed. With our bombs, Israel attacks the people of Gaza. U.S. tax dollars fund this assault. With their silence, too many of our politicians enable it. We can't let them. We all must speak out to make this annihilation of a people stop. Palestinians deserve life and well-being, too. The community in Gaza deserves to thrive. I'm Emily McKee, and this is my perspective.